Exodus chapter 20, a verse that you know very well, which says, "Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." This morning we're honoring mums, and to honor someone means to ascribe to them or to give to them great value. And it's all very well to say we honor you, but what does that mean? We ascribe to you, mums, great value. We value you. The Lord values you. And I want to say a few things specifically about that. Firstly, we value the fact that God chose to make you distinct and different from us men. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he made them. And so we honor the difference and the distinction and everything that it means for you to be a woman and a mother. We honor the reality that God has given you the capacity to bear children. We honor that. And so we will always honor the distinctions between men and women. We're not going to be like the American Episcopalian Church that has taken the terms husband and wife out of the marriage vows. We're not going to be like that. We're always going to honor the differences between men and women. Specifically, I want to honor three things about you mums. And this relates to my memory of my mum and my observation of you. Number one, we honor your wisdom. Now, in the Hebrew, there is a feminine noun for wisdom. It's the word chokmah. And if you read Proverbs, you'll see that wisdom is referred to as she. And also, in the New Testament, the Greek word for wisdom is sophia. Sophie, from which we get the name Sophia. Now, I think that's very appropriate. Every now and again on Facebook, there's a post, and the post is called "Why Women Live Longer." And recently I saw one, and it was this. The picture was a fully extended forklift, and on top of that fully extended forklift was another fully extended forklift. And underneath it says, "Why women live longer." And of course, there's a man operating one forklift, and there's a man operating another forklift. I saw one yesterday, and it was a man trying to start a chainsaw, and he had the bar of the chainsaw wedged between his legs and the motor out in front of him, and it says underneath, "Gender reassignment in 3, 2, 1. We appreciate your wisdom, which is not just a practical wisdom. There's more to the wisdom of a mother than just practical wisdom. There's a relational wisdom. There's an intuition. And there's a sensitivity. And you have this God-given capacity to sense things about situations and people that us men don't necessarily have. So we honor you for that. We honor you for your wisdom. Secondly, we honor you for your compassion. Again, an interesting word in the Hebrew. The word compassion is rachamin or rajamin, depending on how you pronounce that middle bit. And rachamin or rachamin comes from the Hebrew word rechem, which is the word for womb. And isn't it true that there is such a compassion of a mother for her child that you would almost say that that relationship epitomizes compassion? And there's two meanings then that come out of that. One is that that a mother is a safe place, because to have compassion on someone is to shelter them. And the other is to call to one side, to come alongside and to feel what someone is feeling. And so, just briefly, mums, we honor you for your compassion. We see it in the expression of your love to your children and those around you. And thirdly, we honor you for your hope. In the Bible, the biblical concept of hope has with it expectancy and waiting. And again, isn't it the epitome of hope that the mother carries a child for 9 months and she waits expectantly, hoping, waiting. And then when that child is born, she continues to wait and to hope for that child expectantly. And to do that, a mother will often sacrifice her own needs and put her children first. And we honor you for that. We honor you for your capacity to think and pray the best for your children despite the circumstances that you see, and to wait in hope, and to sacrifice your needs, and to sacrifice your time, and to sacrifice your desires in the hope and expectancy that your children will become all that God has called them to be. And we honor you for that. So, mums, our prayer is that you would feel encouraged this morning, that you would feel affirmed in your calling to be mums and grandmas, that you would know the goodness of God on your life in all of its fullness, and that you would know his love and his grace moment by moment. Thank you. Thank you for all that you've done for your children and for the generations to come. Let's pray together. Father, this morning we want to thank you again for our mums. We thank you just in these few moments that we can express our gratitude and our love for them. But more than that, we pray that they would know, Lord, a fresh indwelling of your Holy Spirit, a fresh affirmation of your calling on their life, a new sense of purpose, and that hope and that expectancy that is built into who you've made them to be would come to fulfillment. But Father, I recognize that today is not an easy day for many women too. It's not an easy day for those women who have not been able to, or who have, for circumstances, not had children and have desired that. We pray, Lord, for your comfort and for your strength for them. It's not an easy day for some mums who are not reconciled with their children. And we pray that in time that there would be grace and forgiveness and reconciliation, mother to children and children to mother and father. So, Father, for whatever we're experiencing today, whether it's joy or whether it's a tinge of sadness or even perhaps grief, you are there for us in the fullness of that experience, in the reality of it. And above all, we honor you. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.